Unit 3.
Страницы 654-655. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух.
A. 1. Could you walk faster? We may be late. 2. Could you come a bit earlier tomorrow? 3. Let me explain it all a little later. 4. You must work harder if you want to make better progress in your English. 5. We're so sorry we couldn't give you a definite answer sooner. 6. Please speak louder. I can't hear you.
B. 1. Could you speak more slowly, please? 2. Can't you write more neatly? 3. Please explain it more clearly. 4. Let me try to explain it more exactly. 5. The road's so bad today. You must drive more carefully. 6. Could you do it more quickly?
C. 1. Jim works harder than Tom, but earns less. 2. Alice speaks French better than Nancy, but she writes worse. 3. You know it's better than me. You know it's better than I do. 4. They arrived earlier than us. They arrived earlier than we did. 5. I left the house later than them. I left the house later than they did. 6. The train left a little later than usual. 7. The team's doing better than usual today. 8. He sung worse than usual last night, didn't he?
D. 1. The sooner you come, the better. 2. The longer we live, the more we learn. 3. The less we eat, the better we feel.
E. 1. Which of them worked hardest? 2. Which of the students is doing best? 3. Which of them's doing best of all? 4. Which photo do you like best of all?
I like that one best.
Страница 655. 3. Прослушайте и прочитайте диалоги вслух.
1. Good morning, the English Language Department.
Good morning. I'd like to know the exact time of tomorrow's exam.
So sorry, I can't hear you. Could you speak more loudly, please?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, a bit better. Who's calling?
My name's Sabrieva, a student from Moscow.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch the name. Could you say it more slowly, please?
Certainly, but I can hardly hear you now. Let me call you back. Okay?
That's a good idea. Okay. 2.
When do you feel better? In the morning or in the evening?
Well, I've never thought of that. Let me see. In the afternoon. Yes, most definitely. I work much better in the afternoon than in the morning. I even try to leave the more important jobs for the afternoon. And you?
I work best in the morning. I like to begin working early. The earlier, the better. I get tired more quickly in the afternoon than in the morning.
Do you go to bed late?
Oh, no. I have to go to bed not later than 11 o'clock so as not to feel sleepy the next morning.
Страница 658. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух.
1. This room's as large as that one, but it isn't so light. 2. His German's as good as his French. 3. The problem isn't as simple as we thought. 4. Please send us an answer as soon as you can. 5. Is the new model as reliable as the old one? 6. Is the screen version as successful as the book? 7. The problems we are going to discuss today are as important as the ones we've already solved. 8. This model looks as elegant as the one we've just seen, but it isn't so easy to operate, I'm afraid. 9. I'm sure the new method's 10 times as economical as the old one. 10. I'm trying to finish this work as quickly as I can.
Страница 660. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух.
1. We used to live in a village when we were little children. 2. Old John used to be a seaman. 3. Ben used to be a good athlete.
Oh, did he?
4. We don't go out as often as we used to, I'm afraid. 5. I can't speak German as well as I used to, I'm afraid. 6. Tom hasn't given up smoking, but he doesn't smoke as much as he used to.
Страницы 662-664.
Topic 4 discussion. Television in modern life. How do people usually answer questions like, what are you going to do tonight, or what are you doing at the weekend? In other words, how do people spend their free time? Some 20 or 30 years ago, the usual answers used to be, we're going to the theatre or the cinema, or we're going to a party, or we're having some friends round. Now you very often hear, we're going to stay at home and watch the telly. A first-rate colour TV set has become an ordinary thing in the household today. Modern television offers the viewers a lot of programmes on different channels. In addition to regular newscasts, you can see plays and films, operas and ballets, and watch all kinds of contests, quizzes and sporting events. You can also get a lot of useful information on the educational channel. A good serial, perhaps a detective story or a screen version of a classical novel, can keep the whole family in front of the telly for days. And don't we spend hours and hours watching our favourite football or hockey team in an important international event? Television most definitely plays a very important part in people's lives. But is this a good thing or a bad one? Haven't we become lazier because of television? Don't we go out less often than we used to? Don't we read less? Here's a discussion on the subject. How much time do you usually spend watching TV?
Me? Well, I've never thought of that, actually. Let me see. The news, perhaps a film, some pop music. Well, not less than 3 hours a day, I suppose.
And you? As little as I can. Why? Don't you like watching the telly at all? Like it? I hate it. It's the silliest thing you can spend your time on. And the programmes are getting worse and worse. My own opinion is that...
Excuse me for interrupting you, but how do you know the programmes are as bad as all that if you've hardly ever watched them?
I'm not saying I don't watch the telly at all. I only mean there are a lot of far better things you can do than waste your time sitting in front of the box. Do all of you agree that the programmes have become worse than they used to be? No, not really. Some have become better, actually. But it's true, there are some that leave a lot to be desired.
And yet, I think the telly's made life more interesting. We can see such a lot thanks to it. And it holds the family together, by the way.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Do you also think so? Well, yes. And no. On the one hand, television can keep the whole family at home. But on the other, it may lead to a family quarrel. I quite agree with you. I couldn't agree more. And how do you like it when little kids stay up as long as the adults to watch things that aren't good for children at all?
I just don't allow my kids to watch any programmes they like. Except for special children's programmes, of course. I mean films, cartoons, that sort of thing, you know.
And when you're away from home, then it's a problem, isn't it?
Yes, that's so. I'm afraid. But what do you suggest? I can't give up my job because of that, can I?
What do I suggest? I suggest that you should sell your telly before it's too late.
Sell my telly? Never.
That's another problem. I suggest discussing it some other time. Excuse me, which problem do you mean? Children and television. I see, that's a good suggestion, isn't it? And a very important one. People who make up TV programmes sometimes forget there are children in the viewers' families, eh? That isn't the only thing the TV people have to think of when they make up programmes, I'm afraid.
They've got to think of a lot of things, and the result isn't always successful. But in my opinion, they're doing a wonderful job on the whole, and television does us all a lot of good.
And a lot of harm, too. Well, our time's up, I'm afraid. We've had a very useful discussion. Thanks for joining us.